Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Lord, now, as always, we ask you to speak to me and speak through me. It's your word will go forward. That would be better leaving than when we came, because we heard from you. Thank you now for ministering, O Holy Spirit, through us, through song. Now, God, minister us through your word. Our prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. The prophecy of Ezekiel, Chapter 37. The prophecy of Ezekiel, chapter 37. In verse 1, very familiar passage of scripture. Ezekiel, chapter 37, and verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. God bless you. We want to talk on this thought, when God's got his hand on you. Thank you, Hershey's. When God got his hand on you. It is an amazing thing to know that the Almighty God, the infinite God, has got his hands upon you. When the Bible talks about the hand or the hands of God, it is an anthropomorphic term. Anthropomorphism is when we are giving God human characteristics to understand his very nature. When the Bible talks about the hand of God, it is not literally talking about a hand as you and I know it. But the hand of God represents the power of God. And when you have that kind of power upon you, when the hand of the Lord is on you, God will do mighty things to you and through you. You want to know why you are a changed man or woman? It's because God had his hand on you. And how many can testify that God's hand can change your life? God's hand can change your way of thinking. When the true hand of God is upon you, you can't contain yourself in worship. That's why I don't understand how people can say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to sit here, but then you're going to leave church saying the power of God is all over me. No, no, something ain't right about that, because anything God had his hand on moved. The hand of God was so powerful in the 6th chapter of Isaiah that the doorposts in the temple had to move. And if God can move an object without a soul but can't move you, then something is wrong. The Bible, when it talks about the hand of God, it talks about his power, his strength, the ability to act even in creation. You saw the hand of God in motion. Day one, he created light and dark. Day two, he created land, water, and atmosphere. Day three, gathered water together into seas and created vegetation. Day four, created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, created the fish, the sea creatures, and the birds. Day six, created land animals and man. And day seven, he rested, not because he was tired, but to set an example for you and me. If God's hand can do all of that, you don't think God's hand can take care of you? You don't think God's hand can heal your sickness? You don't think God's hand can supply your needs? You ought to shout today just for the fact that you are in hands like this. I'm in some good hands. Feeds me when I'm hungry, clothes me when I'm naked. And can I tell you something else about God's hand? You might not shout on this one, but he'll spank you when you're wrong. God has some powerful hands. And throughout the word of God, the Lord's hand has been on many. It had to be God's hand on Noah to say it's going to rain when there was not a cloud in the sky. It had to be God's hand on Moses when he did challenge Israel to say who's on the Lord's side and told Pharaoh to let my people go. It had to be the hand of God on Joshua at the walls of Jericho. And then he to stand up in his own house and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The hand of God had to be on Job to lose 10 children, all of his riches and his health, and still say, naked I came out of my mother's womb, naked I shall return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish I had somebody to testify. When God's got his hand on you, the devil got to get his hands off you. It's amazing how many people believe that they can shake the devil's hand and the Lord's hand at the same time. You see, God and Satan is not going to occupy the same space. One of them have to go. And look, I've been dancing with the devil too long, and it's time for him to get out of the way, because God has got his hand on me. Preacher, you ain't but 53 years old. Why are you always walking in the church all excited over 53 years? Because he could have let death came when I was 15. He could have left death came when I was 19, but he held me on. Even all the wrong I did, he kept his hand on me. Even when I took my hands off him, he kept his hand on me. Oh, God has some good hands. As we look at the text that is before us, the book of the Ezekiel that bears his name means strengthened by God. And there be no little doubt that in the vision that Ezekiel has here, these 20 plus years of faithful ministry, even the strengthening those while they were in exile, God still used Ezekiel. In the text, Israel was captives in Babylon. They are in trouble again. And it seemed as though the more God will do for them, the more God will bless them, the more wicked they would become. When they didn't have, and when they were enslaved in Egypt, making bricks without the usage of straws, under hard taskmasters, they had faith in God and they prayed to God for deliverance. But as soon as God gave them their liberty, they start worshiping gods that they can see and feel. And I don't understand some of us, as when we're down, we're calling on the Lord. When we don't see no way through, we even come to the church asking the church for help. But as soon as God come through and the church helps you, you walk away from God and the church. But can I tell you something? God is not to be played with. You can't get up in here and say, I love the Lord with my whole heart, but hate your brother who you see every day. God is not to be played with. And I wonder, is there anybody coming here to be serious with God and just to thank God for who he is? If you don't give me anything else, I thank you for who you are and how you have taken care of me through the years. And anybody can testify and say, preacher, he's taken care of me. He brought me through some things I never thought I'd come through. I was on my hospital deathbed. They was making obituary arrangements and funeral arrangements, but then God healed my body, and I'm still here right now. I wish I had some still here right now. Praises up in here. Should have been dead. Should have been in jail. Should have been in the dope house. Should have been walking the street. Should have been on crack. But look at you. God kept you, and you are still. It's because he's got his hands on you. So Israel, being in this unfavorable predicament, within themselves they said, our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. We're done. We're never going to recover from this. But little did they know, God was working on their behalf. There have been instances when you and I felt the same way, that I'm never going to recover from this. But little did you know, God in the background was working on your behalf. And when he came through for you, you didn't see it coming. Have you ever been blessed in a way that you didn't see it coming? You thought it was over, You thought it was final. You thought that was a period on your life and it wouldn't be another sentence. But then God came in and told you it wasn't a period, it was a comma. You were just paused a little while. And now I'm getting ready to do something for you. I wish I had some praises in here that God just came out of nowhere and you did not see it coming because he was working. He was working. And so Ezekiel now in chapter 37 of Ezekiel, God gives him this vision. He says, first of all, he opens up verse 1 by saying, the hand of the Lord was upon me. I like this declaration because Ezekiel wants the reader to know right offhand that I'm not out here on my own. I'm out here because God's got his hand on me. I'm not preaching because they say I look like a preacher. I'm not out here preaching because they say I sound like a preacher. I'm not out here preaching because they say I dress like a preacher. I am here because God's got his hand on me. He opens up and says, the Lord has his hand on me. Now watch this. When God's got his hand on you, number one, write this down. He's taking you places. Because look at the text. He says, the Lord had his hand upon me and carried me out in the spirit. And see, when God got his hand on you, you're not going to be in the same place you were 10 years ago. Because God is a God of movement. And once his hand is placed on you, he carries you to the place he wants you to be. And that's why Rem Kirk and Rem Slaughter, it bothers me when people says that the hand of the Lord has been on me for 40 years. And you still as mean and as hateful as you were 40 years ago. Somebody lying, and I know God ain't lying. So that means you're lying, because if God's got his hand on you, and if his hand ain't been on you 40 years, any man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have. You ought to be new a little bit by now. He says, he's carrying me. Watch this. He carries me out. If he's going to carry me out, he's going to place me in somewhere. And God can't get you in until he gets you out. See, look what the text says. And he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. That means that whatever I caught myself in that was displeasing to God, when his hand get on me, he takes me out of it. And once he takes me out of it, he placed me in where I need to be. And watch this. To take me out, have to leave some folk behind. Sometimes the hand of the Lord not only takes you out of addiction or trouble, but sometimes the hand of God will take you out of the presence of some people. Because there are some people in your life, you don't really need them in your life. And all they're doing is holding you down and holding you back. And so the hand of the Lord takes you out and places you in the presence of people who are there to encourage you and to encourage you and to encourage you to do the right thing. See, when you in church, watch this. When you're in church and you're sitting among people in the pew who just complaining the whole while you're in church, choir singing too long, deacon praying too long, there's too many scriptures to read, Reb been up there 20 minutes already. You in the presence of the wrong people. And you need the hand of the Lord to carry you out, to put you in another pew in the presence of people who didn't come here and put statute of limitations on worship. You want to be on that pew that's going to make some noise for the Lord. You want to be on that pew when they say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You want to be on that pew when they say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be. Hand of the Lord carried me out. And in this picture in Ezekiel 37, it's just as a pastor is getting ready to be placed in a new church. He tells Ezekiel, he says, there is a church I want you to go preach at. He says, I'm going to carry you to this place, and I want you to preach there. And as the old warriors would say, my spiritual imagination. As God was carrying Ezekiel, it was a big church. Because Israel was a big nation. And I could imagine in the mind's eye, I said, oh, this is a big church. Yes, just the place I would love to preach. But once he got inside, they was dead as a graveyard. And I'm quite sure some of these preachers back here can tell me and agree with me, they are preached in places where the mosquitoes made more noise than the people did. They were dead. Now watch, he places Ezekiel in a valley full of bones. Full of bones. Y'all got that? Full of bones. The church was packed, but it wasn't no spirit. And these bones were not together. They were broken and separated, like bones on a deserted battlefield. Head bones over there, leg bones over there, arm bones over there. What does that mean, preacher? The choir wasn't singing no more. Deacons refused to pray. Preachers didn't want to preach. Church members didn't get along with each other. They bickering and fighting over something happened in high school. Two sisters ain't talking because now they're 80 years old, but she believed he took her boyfriend when they were 16, and they don't want to talk anymore. They standing on one pew. They avoid each other, don't want to shake each other's hand, even post and pre-COVID. They don't care nothing about nobody, don't love nobody. But then he tells Ezekiel, these are the folk I want you to preach to. Don't care about their parishioner friends nor the pastor. He said, but I want you to preach to them anyway. So when the hand of God is on you, he's going to take you places. But then secondly, when the hand of God is on you, he's going to allow you to see some things. Watch this. Watch the verse. Verse 2. And after seeing this church and how scattered the bones was, look how verse 2 opens up. And caused me to pass by them. In other words, Ezekiel was so stunned at what he saw that God's hand had to literally move him to go inside and preach to him. He says, go head on. He said, cause means to force. And oh, I've been there. Had to preach to folk who I knew didn't like me, who didn't care nothing about me. But I had to realize that this thing is bigger than me. It's not about me. It's all about God. But do you know what God whispered to me? He said, son, you preach anyway. Because it's not you they're fighting. They're fighting against me. And when you're fighting against me, you're fighting a losing battle. So watch this. Ezekiel says, calls him to look at him. He says, take an analysis of them. And he says, behold, there were very many in the open valley. Not only were they just dry, but they were very dry. Do you know people like that? Dry. Seems like nothing moves them. No matter how hard the choir sings, they just... No matter how well the deacon prayed, they just... How hard the pastor preaches, they just... Try. Nothing moves them. But thank God he specializes in moisture. God can bring moisture to dry places. And I'm not critical on them because I was once them. See, when we woke up on Sunday morning, going to church, young folk, was not an option. We had to go. And can I be honest with you? I didn't like going. But I had to go. But one day, some got a hold of me. And it wouldn't let me go. I wish I had somebody to testify. Come on, y'all. Don't leave me on this limb. I wasn't the only one that didn't like coming to church. Some of you grown and still don't like coming to church. He says, they were very, very dry. And when the hand of the Lord is on you, he will allow you to see some things. He'll let you know who's digging the ditch for you. He'll let you know how they're ready to treat you on your soup, on your job. He'll let you know the traps people are trying to set for you. And that's why it's good to stay in contact with a God who knows everything. It's good to stay in contact with a God who sees everything, because he will make you aware of the troubles that are around you. Then he asked Ezekiel a question. He said, after you have taken an analysis of what you saw, he says, son of man, can these bones live? And I can see Ezekiel J. Elder saying, the way it looked, it ain't no hope for him. But I love Ezekiel's response. He says, oh, Lord God, you know. He says, you know. I don't know everything, but there are some things I just know. Reminds me of a little story, and I'm getting ready to close. Reminds me of just a little story. This man, I told you this before, this man had this parrot. His parrot was honest. And he brought his fiance over. And the parrot saw her for the first time. The parrot said, you ugly. The man said, oh my God, that was rude. Don't do that again. And so he brought her over again. She went up to the cage where the parrot was again. The parrot says, you ugly. Brought over the third time. And instead of her standing away from the cage, she always want to go right where the parrot was. And the parrot says, you ugly. So right in front of the woman, the owner told the parrot, if you ever say this again, I'm going to get rid of you. And I don't care what happens to you. She came over the fourth time. And instead of her going, leaving the parrot alone, she goes right to the cage again. Bo said, I bet you won't say it this time. The parrot looked up and said, you know.